Haven of Hope Church, a true Pentecostal church with outward and upward praise and worship of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. In the coming fulfillments of the prophecies of the Scriptures, the sea of humanity, in need and without hope, will flood our church. As God has promised in a word to us, if you remain faithful to me, I will remain faithful to you. With that promise in mind and the word that God has given us, we now know that Jesus Christ, through His church, has become the haven of hope for the hopeless. Haven of Hope Church, bringing hope to the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.
Welcome to Hope for the Hopeless, the sanctuary ministry of the Haven of Hope Church of God at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont. We pray the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord. The Scripture says to give honor where honor is due and tribute to whom tribute, and we'd like to take this opportunity to say a very special thank you to Save News Network for making this ministry opportunity available to us here at the Haven of Hope Church. The following service is from our Sunday morning church service. It is indeed a joy and privilege to welcome you to our service this morning. It shouldn't take long at all for you to discover that the Lord has ordered your steps today to one of the best churches you've ever been. The people here are all about loving and caring about your family. Before you leave today, you will have discovered that you have new friends and that God loves you. Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803, Streaming Plus license, A20958810. And we're all just home folks, and we're all just family of God. But all together we'll be having church and praising and worshiping God together, as well as being fed the Word of God. It is our continued prayer that you're blessed of God, and may you be blessed by these services. If you need me for anything, please don't hesitate to call upon me, Pastor J. Mac Taylor. Now here's the message on Hope for the Hopeless from the Haven of Hope Church.
Thank you, Jesus. We're so blessed to have such a deep staff here at the church that we've got so many preachers here, praise God. And I am excited about what we're getting ready to have tonight. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank God she came back. I thought she had darted out the door for a minute. And I thought, well, Pastor Mac getting ready to walk up and go off the cuff. Welcome, Pastor Jesse. She comes to bring the word tonight.
Ain't it good to be in the house of the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, my phone was charging. That's what happened. That's why I had to jot up. So, here lately, the Lord has been dealing with me heavily. He's been letting me know things that I ain't doing enough of, things that I need to do better at, and just kind of going through my whole life with a fine-tooth comb.
Right.
So, keep in mind, this message tonight was given to me first. And keep in mind, I love you. I usually don't do it, but I love you. If you will, turn in your Bibles to Romans 12:2. Do not copy the behaviors and the customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Let us pray. Father God, Lord, we just thank you for tonight, God. Lord, we asked you that you just settle into this house tonight, God. Lord, we want to see real change happen, God, and we know that that starts with you. Father God, Lord, I ask you right now, God, that you use me as your mouthpiece, God. Lord, I ask you that you get me out of the way. Lord, do not let any stumbling blocks fall, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now, God, that you open the hearts and the ears of those that need to receive this word, God, and let us apply it to our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
You may be seated. So in the Bible, there's so many scriptures that give us instructions on how we are supposed to live.
Amen.
Which those instructions are to live a life that is good and pleasing and perfect in the eyes of the Lord.
Yeah.
So the Bible gives us things that we should do and what we should not do. Just like he's given us the commandments that if we obey those, that we don't have to live in sin. We can live a sinful life, a sin-free life.
Come on.
He also tells us things like he desires the praises of his people.
Come on. Yes.
And how his praises should continuously be on our lips.
Yes. Amen.
And how he loves when his children worship him.
Amen.
And when we cry out to him.
See,
tonight I want to talk to you about how the church has all of a sudden gotten all these stereotypical name Christians. They're not true Christians who are after God's own heart, who are wanting to really sell out for God. They're people that want to put their toe in the water but don't never want to step all the way in. See, God is looking for those true worshipers. Those that go after his own heart. Those that steadfast in his word and in prayer. God is looking for his children. Those who have a relationship with him. But see, there's several types of people in the church nowadays. You do have your true worshipers. You do. And then sometimes you have your straight up sinners.
Come on.
Sitting right in the pew beside.
That's right.
Come on.
Then sometimes you have those who are after God's heart. But then you have the gossiper sitting beside that.
Come on.
See, we are in a time where church isn't church. See, we come to church, we sit on a pew, we sing a few songs, we listen to the word, and we go home. But where is the true change at? Where is the real change at? Because I'm going to tell you this. If God is in the mix, true change is going to happen.
Amen.
And it doesn't matter if it happens from minute to minute, to day, or how long it takes. True change is going to happen.
Yes.
See, I want to talk to you about three particular types of Christians, or so-called Christians. So the first one I want to talk to you about is the person who knows what they should be doing, but they're too worried about what everybody else thinks of them and says of them.
Come on.
They're too worried about if I get up and lift my hands, what's so-and-so going to think of me? Or if I get up and I really sing my heart out, who's going to say something about me? Or who's going to look at me a certain way? See, also in this same category are those that know that we're called to be disciples. And being a disciple means we go out into the world and we sow seeds. We go and tell the world about Jesus.
Amen.
See, this first type is called the coward. They know what they should be doing, but they're too busy worrying about everything else to actually do it. We're too worried about going out and telling somebody about Jesus because what if they say something ugly to me? Believe me, a bunch of people said mean and nasty things to Jesus himself.
Amen.
So if they're going to say it to him, what makes you think they ain't going to say it to you?
Come on.
See, if God gives you a title, it's like he's the boss of all bosses. And I can tell you right now, ain't nobody going to go to work and tell their boss they ain't going to do what they are supposed to be doing. So, why in this day we as Christians think that we can call ourselves Christians but not actually do what Christ is asking us to do? So, the coward. And I want to tell you that in Revelation 21:8, it says, but cowards, unbelievers, the corrupt, murderers, immorals, those who practice witchcraft, idol worshippers, and all liars, their fate is the fiery lake which burns with sulfur.
Amen.
And I'm going to tell you, when I read that, it kind of hit me. Because immediately I thought, oh God, do I do what I'm supposed to do enough? Do I actually try to tell the world about Jesus? Do I actually go out everywhere I go and it just at least mention, do you know Jesus? And I had to ask God to forgive me, because guess what? I'm that coward. I'm the one that's not doing what God has asked me to do. Do I do it sometimes? Yeah. But this is the thing. Each and every one of us, there's people that are supposed to cross our path that only we can minister to. That only we can sow the seed that gets them into the kingdom of God. So if you're not out sowing that seed, then think about how many souls are going to miss what God has for us. How many souls are going to die in a hell that they did not deserve.
Amen.
The coward. See, it's not just our preacher's job to share Jesus with the world. It's not. It's not his job. Actually, you want to know the truth? It's our job to get them in. It's his job to feed them. So, it's time that we, as Christians, if we're going to be claiming to be a Christian, it's time we do what we're supposed to be doing.
Amen.
It's time that we're lifting up our hands in praise. It's time that we're in this altar crying out to God, because we want real change in our lives and in the lives of those that we love.
Yeah.
In Joshua 1:9, it says, this is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. It's time we stop being cowards. And it's time that we realize that God is with us. So why should we be afraid? Why should we be scared? See, we can be scared. Being scared, everybody gets scared at times.
Amen.
But this is the thing. Being scared to the point that it stops you from doing what you're supposed to do is being a coward. Being scared and being a coward are two different things.
Yeah.
The next thing I want to talk to you about tonight. See, there's only one woman in the whole entire Bible that Scripture mentions for us to remember. Even though the Bible mentions over 600 different women, there's only one in Scripture that God says, remember. And that's Lot's wife. See, in Luke 17:32, remember what happened to Lot's wife. See, I don't think God is telling us to remember her because of who she was. I don't think he tells us to remember because of who she was married to or where she came from. It's because of what she did. See, Sodom and Gomorrah was fixing to be destroyed. And God told them, get your stuff and flee. And don't look back.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about the look backers. See, we sit here and we go through life and we think that everything's going great. And then we realize we're in the same season we were in 9 years ago or 5 years ago or 6 years ago. When God does not mean for you to stay in the same season that long.
Amen.
But this is the problem. We're too busy looking back at what we should have, could have, did. Instead of standing on what God is telling us to do so he can move us into the next season.
Yeah.
See, there's no reason to be a look backer.
That's right.
Because once you've done it, it's over with. There's nothing you can do about it. If it be good, if it be bad, whatever. There's nothing you can do about the past. There's no way of going back. There's no way of fixing it. So quit looking at it. See, when Lot's wife looked back, and I can imagine if it was me and I knew that God was about to destroy these cities, that just because I'm nosy, I would have wanted to look back. You know what I'm saying? Not that I'm nosy. So that would have been the reason I would have wanted to look back.
But
see, when he said, go, run and don't look back. There was a reason. Because when you look back, it stops you in your tracks.
That's right.
And not only did it stop her, but she turned into a pillar of salt.
Yes.
Which means there was no more going forward.
Right.
That was it.
Yep. Amen.
So if we're continuously looking back, we're stopping us in our tracks. It's continuously stopping us right where we are. And if we're stopping, where are we going? Nowhere. Nowhere. So, like I said, I can imagine if that was me. Because in a minute or in some stance, I would probably want to, you know, just kind of glimpse back just a little bit just to see what was going on. Especially hearing all the screaming and the wailing and all the ruckus of the fire falling from heaven. You know, it would have been very tempting to look back. But we have to keep our eyes on the Lord. If we have our eyes on the Lord, then there's no reason to look back.
Amen.
There's no reason to want to take care of anything that's in the past. Because as long as we're focused on God, we can keep moving. We can keep going. And it might be step by step. And it can be crawl by crawl. Whatever it takes. But we're going forward. Stop being a look backer. Keep your eyes on God so that way you're entering in the seasons that your life is supposed to be in.
Amen.
And you're not being drugged back because of Satan's tricks and schemes. The next one I want to talk to you about. There's so many of us that try to put boundaries and limitations on God. And this hits hard because I'm going to tell you right now, God wants us to have the very best. He is a God that loves his children. He does not want to limit you in anything that you're in. But it's time that we stop limiting God too. God wants to show up and show out in your life. He wants to give you those things that your heart desires. But he also wants you to do what he asked of you. See, a lot of us are like, Lord, I really need you to help me financially. Lord, I need that financial blessing. Lord, I really need you to work in my marriage, God. I need you to fix it, God, because I can't fix it. God, I need you to save my children, God. I want to grow closer to you, God. I want to be stronger in you, God. And then you were like, but I can't go no further than this. Because if I go further than this, that means I have to give up that. And if I go further than this, that means I might miss out on that. It's time that we stop worrying about what we got to give up and what we're going to miss. And it's time that we get in the true, real presence of God and let change happen. God wants what's best for you. And it's time that we quit sitting in our seats and letting it just pass on by. Because I'm going to tell you right now, brother, none of you get up ever again. You're not going to stop what I got going on with God. I've let so many people's opinion of me and what they're going to say about me behind my back stop me from doing what God really wants me to do, and I say no more. I'm going to be who God wants me to be regardless of what anybody else wants to be. God created me for a purpose, and I will live for that purpose, so talk on if that's what you want to do. It's time that we stop sitting in our seats. It's time that we get up and we lift our hands in reverence of who we serve. It's time that we come down in these altars and we worship and we cry out to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords for no other reason that He sent His Son to die a death that we should have died. If there's no other reason, that's the only reason we need.
Amen.
God wants what's best for you. But God is sick of your boundaries. He's sick of your limits. He wants people who are totally sold out to Him that will say, God, whatever you want me to do, I will do it. It's time we stop worrying about what everybody else thinks. And we do what the Lord has called us to do. God wants a church that when He settles down in this building, in this house, that He can feel the love that we are giving to Him. God wants that. He desires that. And when we're still like a knot of waiting to see what's happening, we're missing it. You're missing what God has for you because you're too busy worried about what's going on with somebody else. When we walk through these doors, doesn't matter what was going on before we walked in them, we should leave it at the door. And we should come in just wanting to love on our God, wanting to love on the one who died for us. Wanting to love on the one who has given us everything that we need and mostly what we want. Stop limiting God. There is no limits with Him. God is amazing. He can do great things. And as long as we're limiting what we'll do for Him, what makes us think that He's not going to limit what He's going to give us? has so much for us. There's so much that He wants to give you. There's so much He wants to do through you. So tonight, if you find yourself being the coward, being the look backer, or being the limiter, I want to ask you if you will come to this altar, totally surrendering to God, and get your freedom. Because in exchange is freedom up here. Those things that we've been holding back from God, if we'll lay it down at these altars, freedom is here in this house. God is doing a work, and He's this end day revival, this end day explosion that's about to happen. He's got to have people to do it. He's got to have willing vessels. He's got to have people that says, don't matter about what anybody else says, thinks, or does. I'm selling out to you, God.
I got to reiterate here something. So many times people do put limitations on God.
Amen.
They say, God ain't going to do that. God ain't going to meet that. God ain't going to, He can't do that. God just can't do that right there, Pastor. I mean, I know we trust God, but God, I'm going to tell you something. There is no telling what God will do if you just believe.
Amen. That's right.
There ain't nothing my God can't do. There ain't nothing my God won't do to bless the bride of Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't know if you got what I was talking about a while ago with that vision. The child of God in all six points of that star, that means in every direction surrounding your life, is the powerful fire of God. And then I saw the five-pointed star of Satan try to come in and invade, and the fire that was leaping off of that six-pointed star, the child of God, completely consumed it into ash.
Come on.
Listen to me now. I've said this so many times. You do not know who you are. You do not know. I took a group of teenagers one time and I started telling them stuff like this. And them teenagers, they were just gullible enough to believe me. And they started doing and acting like God couldn't hold nothing back from them. And they started seeing miracles and healings. They started seeing all kinds of things. All... If I could sit here for 5 and 6 hours and tell you the things them young people saw in the Spirit of God that you wouldn't believe. I have literally testified about some of the things these kids did, and I was there that people didn't believe me when I said it. But it happened. I was there. There is no parameters on God. There are no limitations on God. God made everything. Anything that He needs, He's got because He spoke it and it exists.
Right.
And there ain't nothing that can stop Him from anything He wants to do.
Right.
Not nary a thing.
Right.
Let me say it like Grandma did. Not nary a thing. I love y'all. I need a couple volunteers. Well, I got three. I got four. Come on up here, volunteers. These youngins is going to lead you in the sinner's prayer. If you're watching by live stream or you're listening by radio, hallelujah. They're getting ready to lead you in the sinner's prayer. And if you'll pray that prayer with sincerity in your heart, you will accept Jesus into your heart and you'll become a brand new creature. Y'all ready, girls?
Here we go.
Get right ahead.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner.
Dear Lord, I'm a sinner. Jesus, I know You're the Son of God.
I know You died on the cross for my sin.
You were raised again on the third day. Come into my heart and forgive me, Jesus. Make me a new Christian.
Our worship music is covered by our CCLI copyright license, A20958803. A Streaming Plus license, A20958810. We thank you for joining us for Hope for the Hopeless on Save News Radio. Join us each week on the air or at the Haven of Hope Church at 289 Acock Dairy Farm Road in Fremont, North Carolina, just off Highway 222 between Kinley and Fremont, and just off Memorial Church Road just outside of Fremont, North Carolina. Service times are Sunday school at 10 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., Kids Storm Children's Church at 11 a.m. in the Youth and Children's Center, Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m. with the fellowship dinner following service in the fellowship hall each Sunday night, Tuesday night old-fashioned prayer and deliverance service at 7:40 p.m., and Wednesday night youth church at 7:30 p.m., or on our Facebook page at the Haven of Hope Church group page. Come and join us at the Haven of Hope Church, hope for the hopeless in a hopeless world. Your hope is here. His name is Jesus.